Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
There's an old app out there from, 2006 or something like that.
That should have been shut down long ago. In fact, I thought it was shut down long ago, but some people managed to get it to work.
Yeah. So it's not working anymore, but we're everywhere else. So.
Yeah. Technical changes.
Still get on your phone, still get on Alexa. If you're in Omaha, our home affiliate, Z92, just put us 24-7 on HD2, Z92 HD2. I tried it yesterday. It's on. So you can listen to us 24-7, Craig.
Is it any funnier the second time around?
That's all I need.
No.
No? I didn't think
so. Well, we just got done doing it. It didn't have time to marinate. Like, I got in my car yesterday heading home, and it was the show we just did. I'm thinking, I need 3 hours. I need 3 hours away from this first, you know.
Oh, well, you can listen to something from 10 years ago. It still hasn't marinated.
True. Not for us, because we do it, you know. But that's in Omaha, Z92, HD2.
24-7.
24-7, Todd and Tyler.
Of us.
That sounds pretty good.
What a dream come true.
Nick Allen later on this morning. Craig, want to try a ghost pepper gummy?
No.
I know you don't. I brought him for Petey. He said he'd try it.
If it's honestly ghost pepper, that's just too hot to toss in.
Yep.
Well, it's
they tossed it into a cherry gummy.
Just some ghost pepper extract.
Either way, it's the same thing.
Some heat.
Yeah.
Still.
Because I had the jalapeno, and it was hot.
Honest.
And this is, I had it in a gummy. Jalapeno in a gummy is a funnier character. There you go.
I am thinking.
There you go.
It's Nick's here today, and it's one of those. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. Even though you wanted to work 6 or 7 days this week,
Craig said it's only 5. Oh no, he just made a face too. I mean, he's going to start stinking.
Well, from your perspective, gonna start stinking.
I haven't smelled it yet.
Oh, no, it might be just kind of a lingerer.
Okay. The office seemed fine this morning.
Yeah.
So you hadn't started up until now?
Correct. So we'll hope that goes well.
Oh.
Yeah.
It didn't. Damn you.
You always miss the what's wrong with Todd today segment.
You did miss that.
Oh, no.
Well, check it out. That. We're on 24-7 on HD2.
Okay. Yeah, we'll check that out.
They just tried the other two stations.
In a few hours.
Yeah. I think I got more. I think
there's
more where that came from.
I'm curious.
Oh, side effects from... I finally figured out what kind of shot they gave me. And
now, you said there's side effects to that shot, but also you say it's not helping anymore. Your back hurts again.
Well, no, it's helping a little bit. Right. It's just not better. I thought it would
got
be...
Got it. 100%.
Like, instantly better.
Right.
I thought it would be a panacea, a cure, and no, apparently it takes some time, a week or two. I don't have to take as many painkillers as I used to. You know, I would eat Aleve.
Okay, got
it. Or some Advil.
Yeah, but even now, I can never tell if that works. That's just a headache.
Yeah.
It's the only time I really can tell if Aleve works. Not Aleve, excuse me, ibuprofen, whatever.
Any kind of pain reliever.
Yeah, unless it's a headache. I never really notice it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if you actually get any pain relief from that.
Yeah, that's why alcohol is better. Just takes your mind away from the pain.
You just assume.
You start feeling like buzz, and you don't care about the pain.
But I'm talking with
emotional or physical, Craig.
Yeah, a golf buddy on Facebook
I'll
yesterday.
I have to look into that.
So I get bummed out that I can't golf.
Yeah.
And then I get bummed out further.
Well, it's cold as hell yesterday and windy.
No,
mile-an-hour wind,
but like this weekend would have been fine. This weekend would have been some good golf.
Coming up this weekend is going to be beautiful.
At least one day.
70s.
And then I find myself just slipping into a general depression.
Because winter's around the corner.
No, it's just random stuff like, I miss my son who lives in Mexico.
Yep.
But I wake up this morning and I have a text from him.
Right.
His girlfriend has sciatica. And
I said, so what's wrong with her now? Let's do What's Wrong with Zane's Girlfriend.
Play
a song there.
I dealt with that early until I started doing yoga and then it went away. Yeah. So I advised
her. But it ruined your back.
No, I know it didn't. I don't think the two were connected.
You heard dead golf.
Any golfing, way, right? Shape, or form.
You heard dead golfing, right?
I hurt that.
Or hit the post.
I was carrying, a 30-pound golf bag all through my teenage years.
Oh, yeah.
So I've had sciatica since I was a teenager, and 8 or 10 years ago when I started
doing
yoga.
That was your problem, walking, golfing.
Yeah.
I guess in North Dakota you had to, right? Not a lot of carts.
Oh, yeah. At the Rugby Country Club, there were no carts.
Oh, Jesus.
We had to walk the course.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, now you got that cool push cart.
Yeah. I've never walked a golf course in my life.
Really?
Never.
Really? No, there were no golf carts there?
Oh, once my dad.
No.
Once. We had pool carts, so.
No.
It's North Dakota, Craig. It was pretty much backwoods. And that's coming from a guy from Arkansas. And you grew up in a city, though.
Well, it was near Memphis.
Well, you're close enough. You weren't rural like Todd was.
Still.
Yeah, and Push was too busy
like
on the farm.
It's not like they didn't have plumbing or electricity.
No golf carts.
Yeah.
And it was a country club.
And
how'd the old people golf?
They walked it.
Jesus.
They walked it. They probably
didn't golf.
They had those push carts.
Yeah. My dad's preferred to walk for years.
Yeah.
He's out of it
now.
That's
his exercise.
Yeah. Well, he's out of it now because, it's much more difficult.
Yeah. I wanted a cart for the Frisbee golf.
Yeah.
After a while. A lot of hills.
Yeah, and since the 9-hole country club went away,
that's actually a good exercise.
I
noticed that.
Kind of miss
a lot more exercise in golf.
Walking 9 holes of golf, I enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, you got a push cart now.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's still walking. And there are some, really.
I know that's what I mean. It doesn't hurt your back. I mean,
like really nice courses that I played.
Where your back screwed up, you can't golf.
You have to walk.
Right.
No, I can walk. I can do that.
I know.
The only pain that happens is when I swing.
No, but you can't golf because you can't swing. Right.
I can't grip and rip it. I can chip and putt and all that sort of stuff. But, 310 down the middle, that'll have to wait.
There's some indoor miniature golf courses in the city. I'll take you to a couple of those.
I don't want to do that. That would just bum me out more.
Come on. It's tough. You got to get through the windmill. You'd be happy once you get through the windmill.
Compromise golf. That's
compromise.
Sucks.
It's called miniature golf.
I know. And that's a compromise.
Different skill. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many times in regular golf do you get to try to hit it through a dinosaur's mouth? I mean, come
on. That's right.
This is a different skill. Yeah, Craig's right. Different skill. You got to try something new.
Yeah. It's a medieval golf course my area now.
Yeah. When I play regular golf, I imagine a large dinosaur's mouth in the middle of the fairway and try to hit it through that.
And
That's the game I play.
That's weed. You see a dinosaur in the fairway. That's some really good weed.
And I miss that, God damn it.
The weed or the dinosaur?
The dinosaur's mouth in the middle of the fairway.
I do that too, and then I hit it way right away.
Way right, yeah. I barely hit the dinosaur.
He laughs at me.
Once again, that's some good weed.
Yeah, but that only makes you want to beat the next dinosaur.
Dense, Craig. It's dense ass. Yeah. Thanks for that one.
You are welcome.
Did you eat good yesterday or bad yesterday?
Poorly.
Okay. Oh, okay. Once again, you never know. Gas comes from both forms. Yeah.
It does. Yes, I did not eat well yesterday.
Ate poorly. What was on the menu then?
Nothing. Almost nothing until it was bedtime and then some chocolate and popcorn off to bed.
Got it.
So you didn't eat till bedtime, basically?
And even then, didn't really eat.
Yeah, not at all. Chocolate and popcorn.
In the morning.
It was at night.
Okay.
Chocolate is sassy.
It was at night.
That's a black chick and a white dude there. Chocolate and popcorn in the morning. That's what that is. That's a sassy show.
It is sassy.
If he fake tans, he's cheesy popcorn.
Yeah,
wouldn't work in the Lily White territory we brought.
No. That's a big city show there. Chocolate and popcorn. Urban station. But popcorn is pretty hip.
He thinks he is.
That's his rap name.
He
popcorn.
Thinks he is.
Yeah.
No, popcorn would be like Gary Owen.
Gary Owen, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Right?
A white guy who can actually relate to black people. Yeah. Has a lot of black friends.
What do you got, Craig? What you forgot something?
No. if you remember, if I'm not mistaken, Popcorn was the moonshine guy.
Oh, one of the fake moonshine shows, yeah.
Yeah, the old school moonshine guy that was supposed to be everybody's godfather.
That's right.
Who they finally busted.
Moonshiners, right?
Yeah, they finally busted for being a moonshiner, and he didn't want to go to prison, so he didn't.
He killed himself.
Yeah.
Popcorn killed himself on that show? I didn't watch
not
that show.
Not on the show was kind of before that.
The show seemed always so fake to me. Because they're actually making moonshine. The cops could watch it and just go, let's go get these guys.
Yeah, you'd think the cops would recognize.
Yeah, I always thought that was fake.
They know that part of the
woods. I'm not saying they weren't moonshiners. I'm just saying I think when they were doing it, it was all water and they were just faking it for the show.
They had a little agreement with the local law enforcement agencies. Don't mess with us while we're making our TV show.
Yeah, but they were still making illegal alcohol. What would the agreement be? We say, no, we're going to mess with you because you're selling illegal alcohol. You know?
One of the things they said at the time, and I don't know if this turned out to be true, was that if the cops didn't actually see them doing it, there was nothing that they could do. So watching them do it on TV wasn't good enough.
So if they found a still.
That's what we heard, right? Yeah.
If they found a still in the middle of the woods, they couldn't just bust it up.
Well, that
for no
is
reason.
Finding them doing something.
Oh, okay.
Because you can probably get a little similar, you know, alcohol.
I think I don't think it's an agreement. I think they just probably to go chase these guys. Yeah, I think they're filming over there on So and So Holler tonight. I see some crews over there and some lights. Whatever.
Yeah, because if you're doing a reality show,
you're going to see a crew.
Right.
You're going to see sound people. And at night, you're going to see a light on the camera.
Not only are you putting it out on History Channel or whatever the hell cable channel carried that, you got a film crew.
Right.
You're obviously drawing more attention to yourself. You're making yourself more conspicuous. Yeah, so I never bought into that show.
Mouth agape, Craig. What's up?
Let's listen to this from, I guess this is from Wheel of Fortune yesterday.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Talk about your family. I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
I guess he's kidding.
No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody. I know you're being facetious.
Absolutely. I love them like nobody's business.
That's pretty good,
That's
though.
Too bad.
That's too bad. I was hoping that was true.
Because everybody says they have a lovely wife and beautiful children.
Yeah, I liked it, but I was hoping it was true.
I know you're being facetious. No, I really hate her.
Yeah. No.
And
I use the whole battle axe term. Women love being called a battle axe.
I think he actually believes that. He just wanted
it's easier
to
way to say that.
Come off like he's joking.
Right. No, honey, I was joking.
That dude is actually miserable.
The awkward moment between him and Pat would have been great if he would have just stuck with it.
He should have said, instead of step, fake kids, what he should have said.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Which I call fake kids. No, then he would have been true.
No, I think he actually speaks the truth.
I would hope so, but...
No, that just didn't come out of nowhere.
It'd be funny if she just said, when he said, obviously you're being facetious, and who's the host of that?
Pat Sajak.
Oh, Pat Sajak, He said, no, Pat, I'm serious. No. Start the game.
No, Pat,
I'm going to win some money so I can get the frick out of here.
I'm freaking miserable, right. Pat.
I need the money so I can leave the bitch.
Let's
be funny.
Spin the wheel.
He just goes real dark on Pat. Let me buy a B. No, the letter B. Because you don't have to buy a B. That's a vowel. For what? For bitch? He just goes crazy.
Can we make up our own words?
I'm going to solve the puzzle. It's got nothing to do with it. My wife's a total bitch. There's nothing up there that says that, sir. Sorry. Just wanted to get that out there.
He won't be back,
I'm being facetious, though.
Wheel's not like Jeopardy where the champion returns, right?
I don't know.
It's three different contestants.
It's only been on about 7 years.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
You're right. They don't come back.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you just get one day.
That's funny, though.
Of spinning the wheel.
I'm sorry you can't call your wife a bitch. Okay. How about my son?
How about a whore? Yeah.
How about my son? He's a son of a bitch.
Hmm.
No fun watching baseball last night.
I turned it on. It was already. Well, I was 7-4 when I turned on the 8.
It was 7-0 in the first inning. The Nationals scored was it
really?
7 runs.
Good.
In the bottom of the
5
first.
Cardinals.
So they swept that in 4 games. Lopped the Cardinals out. The Nationals will face either the Astros or the Yankees. The Astros now up 2-1.
How many runs did the Cardinals score in that 4-game series? Not a lot.
Well, they scored 4 last night and then a couple the night before, and that may have been about it. I don't know.
I think the combined score of that series was about 30-5.
And Bryce Harper's sitting in Philly. It's hilarious.
Got rid of that dead weight.
I know.
That dead weight.
I think that's kind of why I'm rooting for the Nats to win the whole thing.
Oh, I am now, for sure.
I love that storyline.
I think they're an easy team to root for. Yeah.
I love that storyline.
Well, there's really not a history of hating. I mean, if you're a Philly fan, you probably hate them. You've been playing them for years, but my boys are not in that division either. So
you're right. They haven't been.
And they came back into the league as a brand new team, so there isn't like an old history of hating the.
Right. They haven't been around long enough to hate. They haven't won enough to have people turn against them.
Got a problem with the Astros?
No, but they won last year. I want them to beat the Yankees for sure.
Right.
And then after that, I'm not really going to lose any sleep on it.
Did the Astros win last year?
Yeah, they won last year.
Or was that two years
ago? Yeah, Red Sox won last year, right?
Did they?
Man, Google it.
It is amazing how much we don't care anymore.
Well.
Isn't it?
I forget who played the Super Bowl sometimes, didn't win it. I always do that, and we love football. You tell me who was in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll forget.
Patriots is always a good guess.
Yeah. Red Sox in 5 last year.
And then the year before that was the Astros, right?
Yeah, I think that was year before 2 years ago, the Astros.
Anyway, with the Yankees, I don't care.
Yeah, at this point. Right. That's true. NASA says the first all-female spacewalk could take place Thursday.
You go, girl.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't do that. The previous time, because, lack of suits?
Yes.
Yeah.
The suits didn't fit?
Yeah,
suits
didn't fit.
It wasn't small enough for the female figure.
If the suit does not fit.
Right.
You think they have
that was funny.
Some spares laying around.
Yeah.
Nope, apparently.
No, they can't fly with extra weight.
They don't think that through.
They
can drive. That
stuff's all technical.
Yeah, it was too big. Had a little leak in it.
I think they had one.
When they wanted to do it last time, but they needed 2.
Man, you
that
need
was
them
it. That was
to,
it.
To be fully functional.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say, this one's got a little hole in it. That'll be fine.
Get some duct tape.
You got a little leak in you this morning, too, Craig. Remember that.
Just a little.
Yeah.
But we and can't, I tend to control it.
We can't duct tape that.
No.
Well.
We could.
Just come out his mouth, then. It's got to find an entrance way.
Or an exit.
Whichever.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever. They're both entrances to me.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have the first all-female spacewalk on Monday.
Cool.
But that didn't work out.
Okay. How many girls were get up there? Was that counting a Russian chick?
Two of ours,
up there? Cool.
Yeah.
Christina Koch and Jessica Meyer, I think is how you pronounce their names.
All right.
I believe so. A famed etching by Salvador Dali missing after being stolen from a San Francisco art gallery over the weekend. It's a $20,000 work of art known as the Burning Giraffe. It was supposed to have been locked.
What it smells like in here.
Was supposed to have been locked to an easel.
That is a sex act. I gave her the burning giraffe last night.
The burning giraffe was supposed to have been locked to an easel in the gallery, but somehow a guy walked over, picked it up, and walked away.
Really? I wonder if it's a guy that has no idea how to fence that. Just a regular criminal. Because he's screwed.
Surveillance video shows the gentleman strolling away with the frame in his hands. They are looking at the footage to try and identify the guy.
Yeah. And once again, if he's a clueless, just a regular dude walking around saying, I'll take this, he does that. That's the worst thing he could have ever took.
I just liked it.
But he's never going to find a fence to make a bunch of money off
probably
of it.
Probably not.
No.
But that's
going to be hanging in his trailer.
It's worth $20,000.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the least valuable pieces of work in that museum.
And if it's Dolly, it wouldn't even look like
an
giraffe.
Etching, yes.
How do you know it's
Dolly
a burning giraffe?
Etching.
Yeah.
At 20 grand.
That seems odd.
That's nothing.
Comparatively
speaking.
Well,
it sounds like a pencil sketch something. That's only worth 20 grand.
Yeah. You could go to an art gallery in Santa Fe, New Mexico and drop 20 grand on somebody's work.
Yeah.
That's nothing. Yeah, he just wanted that for his living room. He's not going to try to fence that.
Either that or he figured, nobody cares about 20 grand. Yeah. I'll just take that one. That's small.
Let me take the least valuable item in this museum and nobody will miss it.
Packer fan security guard had to call police for help last week. The unidentified Packer fan was, quote, bored and working at a Bath and Body Works.
Well, that's her.
About 2 a.m. Friday.
A security guard.
Yeah.
His job is overnight sitting in a Bath and Body Works. Was it a solo store or in a mall?
I've given you the information.
Either way, I don't think that needs overnight security.
No.
What do you know?
Probably in a strip mall.
Who's going to steal the
pillows?
What
do you know about the Waukesha, Wisconsin Bath and Body Works?
I know I don't want to be there.
Dumb at 2 Packer o'clock fans. In the morning?
Yeah. Nope.
You could be among Packer fans.
No.
Dumb ones.
Probably no one there.
That's redundant.
This one, however, if you are at this one, this gentleman might be, less than all there. This unidentified Packer fan said he was bored working at the Bath and Body Works about 2 a.m. when he put his handcuffs on for his own amusement. He left the handcuff keys at home.
Nice. Grab some lotion, went to town.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was not just amusement.
No, he masturbated.
He was
There's a lot of lotion at Bath and Body Works.
I am shocked.
And it smells really nice, better than in here, Craig.
That they were unable to find a security guard who really had his crap together. The night watchman who really has his act
watchman.
Together.
He had to call police when he realized that he had left his handcuff keys at home. A police officer used his own handcuff key
and
to
laughed.
Free the security guard, according to WDJT-TV.
Did the guy get his pants pulled up before the cops got there?
The officer said after they helped free him, he hid his cuffs from himself so that he would not be tempted to put them on again.
Oh, he is a Packer fan.
I hope he doesn't have a gun, too.
Yeah. It was reportedly not the first time the security guard had handcuffed himself without having the key.
I think a lot of them have guns.
They're obviously giving some, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, even though we're probably talking to some nice security guards.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
That there's a lot of security guards out there whose dream is some night they'll get to shoot somebody.
You mentioned dream. This might be one of those, you apply for a dream job and they give it to you for a night.
I don't know. I drove past an outdoor mall security guy the other day who was either dead asleep or just dead. I don't know. He was slumped over the steering wheel of the car.
It's a boring gig, man.
Yeah, he'd gone for so long without being able to shoot somebody, he's lost interest.
That's just a boring gig.
Right. He's realized, I'm never going to get to shoot anybody.
And this was 3 in the afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Nick Allen a little later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.